you fucks.
Like, I see flicking us off too, like, one's grinning and the other's flicking us off. Like, ain't that a bitch? Like, they both just look guilty.
Well, maybe they are guilty.
Yeah, they probably are. Got fired up on them now.
Man, I can't wait to see that artwork. I don't give a shit what he's doing. Calling you motherfucker. Oh, what's your, you're both hanging up. Alright, welcome to The Walking Dead. Fuck the both of them.
Fuck them both.
Fuck them both. This is P1 time again. P1 and Wayne time again. Walking Dead recap. We don't need those bastards. We'll host everything from now on.
Fuck them both then. Welcome to the recap, people. I am the phenomenal one.
And I am Wade. And CJ and Sammy. Fuck them. Well, CJ says he can't sign in. Put the right password in, you cockhead.
You dumb motherfucker.
You are skank. If you haven't heard a Crow show, people, we just made CJ skank from the Crow, legitimately.
Oh, yeah, people. You gotta check out that bonus show when it comes up. Yeah, we just found out that CJ skank. I think we all knew I was fun boy. I mean,
absolutely.
That's like no distance or at all, bro. That's a pretty powerful comparison right there. I mean, Wayne kind of reminds me of T-Bird, to be honest. So that was like an automatic fit.
You know, T-Bird I can live with because he's like, in some ways he's the smart one, but he's not the smart. He's more the most normal person out of them, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It's like, CJ, I knew you. It can't be you. They ain't no coming back. You're always late for shows, man. You ain't no coming back.
There ain't no coming back, man. ain't no coming back.
That line definitely. Fuck you, CJ. You're still late.
You ain't coming back, man. There ain't no coming back, whatever. Luke can be top dollar.
Oh, yeah.
He grows hair out.
Living in a palace.
Yeah, he lives in a palace, whatever. It's perfect, because I dare.
It could be, what's it, Bai Ling, what's the name? I can't remember the name in the movie, though.
I can't remember if they ever said, no, he did say her name once.
Yeah. I can't remember what the hell it was, though. What's this got to do with The Walking Dead? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Actually,
the
it does.
We The Walking Dead.
We made a comparison about The Walking Dead and The Crow.
Oh, he did, but Brandon Lee was in Walking Dead, he would just be by himself. He wouldn't need anyone helping him out.
Or if Merle was in the Crow.
CJ, you're finally here.
Yay.
Oh, God, you sound very excited.
They killed the one person that Wayne loved.
Oh, that bitch deserved to die. Best show ever. Best ending ever.
No, you know what I love about this show is that they always kill the people we don't like. So that's a positive about this show is, thank God. They get rid of people that we don't like. The only one that they got rid of that I didn't like was Merle. That was wrong.
He can always come back.
You know, I know we jumping ahead here. I laughed hard as fuck at that death because it was funny as fuck. Because Beth, she got bold. She was in her face and shit. She was like, bitch, you just disgust me, whatever. And all you heard was this gunshot going. He's like, damn, did that bitch just get shot?
I was like, how dumb are you? What did you think you were going to do with a pair of scissors? Really?
That shit was hilarious. I was like, damn, that bitch just straight up shot. I love when the blood squirted on Rick's face too. Like, he was like, even damn.
He's like, shit.
That shit, no, real shit, that shit came out of nowhere. I was like, man, and the thing was, before I even saw it, someone told, I saw it on, The Walking Dead's homepage that,
spoiled.
That Beth died, and I didn't think it was gonna be. I didn't think it was going to be in that scene right there because I was just like, well, this is just casual right here. I mean, but then when you heard that gunshot go, I was like, damn, did she just get shot right there?
At least it was quick. That was funny, though, but it was quick.
It was hilarious, dude. I laughed. It was hard.
I just felt sorry for the girl, Maggie. Oh, I'll comfort her in a second. I pushed Glenn over and say, look, fuck off, you little prick. I'll take care of this.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I mean, now the worst part was I had this one friend on Facebook. He gonna put like a post. He made his own little Photoshop, and then he even post that they killed Beth. I'm like, why would you even do that, man?
Oh, it got spoiled for me like straight after the show finished. I was like, I don't care.
Well, you know what? I was gonna say because I had to talk with Randy over from Austin, Texas, Austin Books or whatever. So I was talking to him about it. I was like, spoilers don't bother me on the show is because even though this got spoiled, I didn't see that the way that they was gonna do that coming. I laughed my ass off. Dude. I still had a good time watching that, Dave. I was like, that was hilarious. Cause I was like, oh, Beth finally grew some balls. And that bitch was like, fuck you. Bow. I was like, damn. She's got like 20 dudes behind Beth or whatever. And she didn't give two fucks was given in that scene.
I reckon there's more of an accident though. Like she got stabbed and the gun just went off as in like a shot kind of thing. I don't know if she actually meant to shoot her in the fucking head or not.
Oh, kind of like in this movie that came out earlier, the Immigrant, Joaquin Phoenix and Jeremy Renner and shit. He accidentally stabbed or shot Jeremy Renner and shit like that. So it's kind of like in this same scene, actually, or whatever. I was like in that movie, like, damn, did he just get shot?
Finally, so, Beth is gone. And I love the fact they all really helped to carry a body out. Lazy bastard.
Hey, it only took one person to carry that. You know, Daryl was like, that was my ass.
He's great. He's holding that ass as tight as he can before he lets it go.
But you know what was the most fucked up part about that scene is Michonne hyping Maggie up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Beth is alive.
Hey, they found your sister.
Yeah, they went to go get your sister. She alive. Come on, let's go see her. And then you see that smile on Maggie's face when she gets off the car. She's just like, and then when she sees Daryl coming, she's just like, woo!
Yeah, even Michonne, I think Michonne did the Benny Hill and just ran off.
Oh God! I thought she started rolling. She did a black woman in church scene right there. Where she got on the ground, rolled. Just, oh God! Oh no, Jesus! I like the look on Michonne's face too. She was like, "Whoops."
Okay, now we're jumping on. Let's start from the beginning. I mean, you know, because this is the recap show. So we got a recap.
We start recapping where we want to. We want to start at the end. We start at the end.
Let's start with that church scene, for one.
Which church scene?
The church scene was, when, what's the name, was going for a stroll to check the school out. The preacher. Oh.
What the fuck are you going to school for?
Why don't you give us a synopsis then? How about go?
You talk.
Then we can break down scenes.
All right, this is the penultimate episode of season 5, episode 8 of The Walking Dead. This episode, we get a lot of clarity about, you know, why the police are the way they are, why, you know, the connection between Beth and the girl, you know.
Best opening ever. I gotta say this right now. After last week when we told Sasha's a stupid bitch, seeing Rick get in that car and run that guy over, best open ever. Awesome.
You know, I thought he was gonna clean up his mess, clean up her mess.
And then this is fucking beautiful. I don't know about you two.
That's a badass Rick. I like that.
That was a badass scene right there with her. Cause he told the dude, and I love that Rick kept saying that, I told you to stop. He said that like 3 times, like Rick was trying to clear his own conscience, like, I told the nigga to stop. He didn't stop, so I ran his ass over. When his ass hit that car, I was like, damn, Rick really ran his ass over. And then when he kept saying, everything can be good, everything can be good, and then when Rick shot his ass in the head, I was like, that's a badass thing right there.
No, then he said shut up after he shot him too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
Shut up.
Me and the wife was laughing at that because this dude pleading for his life. We can work this out. Bow. Shut up. And then it just goes. Then it goes to the title credits and cards. I was like, damn.
And then you see that whole thing with like, I told you to stop. Well, I don't know you.
That was an awesome opening. The best title card opening ever. Just run a motherfucker over, shoot him in the head, tell him to shut up after you're already dead. Awesome. He's making Merle proud.
Oh, he's become, he's Rick, becoming Rick like a become Merle. Badass. Rick is
Rick
now
becoming like an evil, the evil, what's his name? Herschel. Evil Herschel.
Evil Herschel.
Oh, yeah. Look at that beard that he has.
I'm just trying to figure out like, cause I love the opening. You see both men running and I was just like, where's Rick running to? And then you see him getting that car and he's chasing that dude down. I was like, he's going to run that dude over. Awesome.
I know, and I like how these police officers look scarier, especially after Ferguson. You know, these.
Hello, Miss Jenny. How are we?
Hello. Hello. Oh my god.
That was us. We just literally started the recap after talking about Rick running that motherfucker over with the car.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, he did. Fuck yes, he did.
And then told him to shut up.
The only thing better would have been, the only thing better would have been, before the walk, before it had the Walking Dead credits, he just tied him to the back of the car and just drove off with his corpse. Drag his ass around.
You know, he just put him like, in Fury, just attach him to the car and shit, attach his belt to the fucking hood of the car and just like drive around with him.
There's a bumper just bumping into his walker.
He should have broken to that hospital with that car, with that guy in the hood of the car and just honked the horn and been like, hey, hey get out here.
Bring my people.
Bring our people. Maybe I'll let this motherfucker live. Well, sort of. He's like, I got two more cars and two more of your people. There's plenty of hoods to go around.
Making,
you know what?
Making Rick into a complete psychopath? I agree with that. That's just awesome.
I told you last week, this group was holding Rick back. It's been holding back. And now that he was by himself, he was able to run the motherfucker over. And I like how Daryl was like, well, what happened to him? I told him to stop, God damn it. All right? He didn't stop. So I ran his ass over and Daryl just wanted to cry. Just, oh, Rick, we said no killing. Oh. What a bitch. Throw some balls, Daryl.
Yep. But Daryl's lost now. He's a lost case, I think.
Wayne, give him your testicles, please.
I would give him if he would man up again, but he ain't gonna do it.
Oh, okay. Well then, CJ, give him your balls. You don't need them no more. You
Rick
got a child.
Rick is the only one with balls in that entire group. Tyrese, Michonne's still pretty big. Michonne's more manly than fucking the rest of them.
Yeah. All you gotta do is give her a weapon and just let her go crazy.
Even Carl, I think Carl's got more balls than bloody Daryl these days.
And then, you
guys see that scene where Tyrese was talking about, you know, we the same, Sasha.
Oh,
you
know,
just like, I gotta admit, the past three episodes they've been doing this brother sister talk thing. I'm so sick of them talk because Tyrese keeps opening up the conversation. You know, we the same. I went through the same thing you did.
Yeah, she should turn and say, yeah, we are the same. You've got no fucking balls and neither do I, so shut the fuck up.
I had an opportunity to save Bob, you know. She just gave him this look or whatever and shit. I like, after Rick killed that motherfucker, she was just looking dumbfounded the whole episode and shit. Like, yeah, you should look dumbfounded because you got knocked upside your fucking head.
And then he had to try to comfort her. He like, hey, I'm going to comfort you, sis. I just want to tell you that I'm the reason why your boyfriend Leg got eaten. So, because I let him go.
I gotta admit, Sasha, she was looking the hottest in this episode. I was like, checking her out, I was like, okay, alright. All she needs is a comb now, and yeah, who goes? But I think I'd keep it the same, just cause I like my odds better now.
Well, it's either that, but you gotta remember, she's related to Tyree, so, no, I wouldn't go near that.
I wouldn't be scared of Tyree, that'd be the thing. I'd fuck her in front of Tyree.
He'd just sit in the corner, he'd sit in the corner and cry anyway.
He'd bring the comment for you.
He'd be like, oh, my lord. Sasha.
Let that spot behind her ear.
Sasha, how could you do this to me, girl?
If you make a baby, can I hold it?
I could babysit. You know I'm good for that, girl.
And why was the priest going to the school for? What was the whole point of that?
He wanted to make sure what? Something was okay. I don't know.
Sammy. He wanted to make sure that they were gone.
Who was gone?
The people from Terminus.
What?
Oh, when they showed Bob's foot and shit?
Yes.
Oh, man, that was...
Oh, is that Bob's foot?
Yeah,
that was Bob's foot on the grill.
Oh, shit, I didn't realize that.
That shit was on the grill, wasn't it?
I showed someone's fucking foot.
They had a little George Foreman set up grill and shit for the outdoors on there. That foot was barbecued too. Charcoal. It was tasting the taste on that motherfucker. It was delicious. Yeah, maggots and shit like that. Man, the effects in this season, man, has just been fucking phenomenal, to say the least.
I will give you, yeah, the walkers are looking pretty badass, and especially in this show as well. The last previous one, but yeah.
Gotta give it that would have been awesome. Time. Had that been Sasha instead of that priest that found the foot, and she'd have used that foot as her weapon from now on.
I think she'd use it as a vibrator.
She should have tied a rope through the foot to make it like a lucky foot.
Yeah. Like put it around her neck.
Yeah.
Like Daryl did with them zombie ears in season 2.
The bomb.
Yeah, Sasha should have used that as her weapon.
Oh,
she should have picked that up.
Poor Maggie.
That priest should have gave it to her. Should have brought it to her as a gift. Be like, here you go, girl. Whatever. He should be like, oh, what's this? And be like, well, Michonne's got a sword. Daryl's got a crossbow. Rick's got that pistol. I figured you could have this.
Well, you're talking about a comb. She might have been able to skin it, use the bones of his foot, and make a hair comb. There you go.
Oh, so she could have been some Fred Flintstone shit, yeah. Step and bone her hair.
All right.
Okay, I see you.
I don't know why, Sammy, but yeah.
Sammy, you being the resident female on this show, is that possible?
I believe that is quite possible. I think we could manufacture that.
Oh, would you use CJ's foot bone in your hair?
Yeah, I would. Why not?
Oh, okay. Well, that just goes to show you people, we are not to be trusted in the zombie apocalypse because we would do fucked up things to each other's body parts. I would definitely carry Wayne's head around with me.
I was
really going to
say, which part of
my
body?
Oh my god, yes. Attach it to your belt?
Yeah, I would definitely
I would cut his tattoo off his back and put it on a shirt.
No one's taking my tattoos.
Ride his dog like through the wind with my pistol.
With my head. Tight,
sew his head to the dog like on a Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
That's not nice.
And then I would
that's not nice.
Then I would take some of Sammy's face paint, put it all over the dog and shit like that, and then I'd bless the dog. Great power of Wimitanya and shit or whatever stuff, you know. No offense, Sammy. Call upon the great spirits to protect this dog and walk upon the earth. Wouldn't that be awesome if the spirits followed us and not Sammy? That'd be awesome.
Sammy trying to fake, I see him too. Well, no, you don't, Sammy.
See all our ancestors and shit like that or whatever. And just,
they're talking to us.
This bitch is crazy. Get rid of her.
Sammy would be like, well, what are you guys talking to? We'd be like, close the door on her and be like, this is a closed conversation, Sammy. I'm sorry, but it's spiritual readers only and who believe in the Kanye. They teach us all kind of disrespectful shit to do to the things that you don't like doing and shit. Sammy would probably kill herself or kill us in the process, but that'd be awesome.
I think kill us would be first.
Yeah, she'd probably get that battle axe out when we're sleeping and shit like that. But then again, her ancestors would protect us, so.
Yeah, she'd probably be like the girl, what's her name, Beth, and try to stab her with some scissors.
No. So I wonder which...
Here's a question, Sammy. Who, out of the three of us, who would you stab first?
Who would I stab first?
Yeah, there's a test.
That is a good question, actually.
That is a good question. Who would I stab first? I don't know. Who would make the most noise?
What?
I think CJ would actually make the most noise. He'd be like, ah, and shit.
Probably me. I'd be like, yeah.
You would definitely make the most noise. I think I'd have to slit Wayne's throat. I'd slit your throat, Wayne.
What?
Quietly.
Slit my throat? Slit me?
Yeah. Let you, like, drown in your own shit.
I'd be like...
And then I'd come after you, CJ.
That bitch stabbed me, Wayne! Help!
Help!
That bitch is crazy! Falling down, holding my chest and shit. Oh! Oh! Sammy! Sammy, I'm sorry about your people. So, you know, my asshole, I'd probably die with one more asshole remark, whatever. Be like, well, that's okay because I fucked 20 Indians before you stabbed me right now. And I don't mean fuck them with my dick. I mean fuck them by taking their land. So,
those scissors will be going in your testicles after that.
Exactly. You get 0% of land, Sammy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think I would kill any of you if
that nigga said happy
Thanksgiving.
See, we all got lines.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, we all got lines for when you kill us then, Sammy.
Wait, what's your
line? I got my fucking throat slashed. I can't even talk.
No, but let's just say, like, I stabbed you in the stomach or some shit.
Oh, okay. Right?
And you're laying there dying. What are the last words you're going to say to me?
I'd be whispering so I'd make out I couldn't talk. So you'd lean over, then I'd grab your throat and rip it out.
Hey, if you don't kill me first, I'll
die you. With action. I don't die with words. I'll be like, you're fucking coming with me.
Hey, if you're going to kill me first, man, all I know is you better fuck me first. That's all I'm saying.
I'll fuck you, man.
That's all I'm saying, or whatever. You had pull them sheets back, whip that dick out, and go ahead and play along with it, shit, whatever. Hey, I'll take that death.
Oh, like basic instinct stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Put your ass in my face if you have to or something. I don't know.
Suffocate.
Suffocate you.
Yeah, suffocate me to death. Yeah, that's, God knows I've said that a couple of times.
So, is that what Beth should have done? Instead of using a pair of scissors. Sat on her head.
She's too tiny. I'm sorry, I was watching this episode the whole time, I was like, man, that bitch is really like 25 in real life, and I was like, man, she looks like
she's a dwarf.
She looks like she's 12, dude. Like,
she does, doesn't she?
Yeah, she, I mean, she's just very tiny in general. She's like a midget, like a midget that is in proportion.
A midget.
Yeah, she does. Midget.
So, okay, so we get to Beth and the cop. Now, do we actually think that the, what's the cop name, Sammy?
Don?
Yeah, do you actually think that Don felt bad about all the bad things that were going down?
Oh, she didn't give a shit.
No, she didn't give a shit at all.
You think she was just manipulating everybody?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Using a
trip. Yeah, Don.
Lazy bitch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Lazy bitch.
Her little trip. What is worth seeing people when their clothes still intact here after all these years? But
oh,
I mean, I guess they do have a washer and dryer there. But, No, but you get Don and she's talking about like, I'm so sorry about the girl being raped and everybody else going crazy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, bitch, whatever. You enjoy the power.
Yeah. She doesn't care. Don doesn't give a shit. Don just wants to control everybody. She wants to manipulate them in such a way.
Of course, but she's a woman. What do you expect?
Of course, obviously.
Yeah.
But the problem is like everyone's not buying her story anymore because like everybody's needs are different now that the apocalypse has essentially happened. I don't know what to call this. The end of the world? What do we call this?
Daryl should have been running that hospital then if they needed a woman.
Yeah, seriously, he would have done a fucking better ass job.
Yeah, he would have done an awesome job, whatever. He would have kept his panties on tight, whatever. The best part of this episode, I've said it before you came with Sam, the best part of this episode is when Michonne told Maggie your sister's a lie. That was hilarious.
I know, right?
It was great. The realization, wait, I have a sister. Oh, right, I do.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Maggie got all excited. Beth, oh my God. She was like, she was on The View and shit with Whoopi Goldberg and shit. Just, oh my God. And then and that bitch got to that out of that car and that arrived at that hospital and then got, and then she had that smile on her face and that smile started slowly going away and Michonne was just like, whoops. That's part of the whole episode. Laugh my ass off. I thought it was comedy hour.
Yep.
I still feel sorry for poor Maggie.
Yeah, you just wanted some ass from her. I understand.
Hey, that was who wouldn't?
That was the perfect time to swoop in and get
absolutely.
That, too.
Absolutely, I'd be pushing Glenn's ass out of the fucking way. So, look, I'll take care of this.
I'd have been talking to Rosita. I'd be like, hey, man, that show sucks what happened to her. But, oh, well, hey, why don't you come over here? I got something to show you real quick. I got something in my pants I need to show you.
You are a fun boy, for sure. Got something in my pocket.
Hey, I heard you was a nurse or something like that. My left testicle right now is hurting right now. You think you could take a look at it real quick?
Can you put a bandage on this, please?
You please put a bandage on that? Where she get Eugene out, whatever. Eugene, can you come check it? No!
I have know that I know how to take care of a penis of a man. I lied.
You can watch Eugene, but you can't touch.
How many think that Eugene's a zombie? He about to turn to a zombie because he's been knocked out for like two episodes.
Well, everybody kept saying how much of a spoiler it was that everybody did with saying that Beth died. But I don't know if you noticed, Walking Dead has a track record of killing someone during the mid-season break.
Right.
Every mid-season episode has killed off one or two more characters. I mean, this is not I don't think that's really a spoiler no more at this point. No, every season someone's died. Yeah. Sophia, the governor, Herschel, who was the last time? I was going to say Bob, but his drunk ass been dead throughout the whole episodes and season.
When was Merle killed off? Is that the last
Merle's episode? Killed off.
That was cool.
So he was killed off the episode before the
last. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the second before last. And that he should have been the sole survivor if you ask me, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, you're right. They always kill someone off in the last episode and the mid-season episode.
Yeah.
Shane was the second last episode. What's his name? Same with
shit.
The dickhead. The guy with the beard. What is he fucking? Dylan? Daryl? Durrell? Or whatever his fucking name?
Dale.
Dale, that cunt.
Dale.
He died just before it.
Don't forget, Herschel's family.
Oh, fuck them. No one cares about them.
They all died.
No moral.
I know, there's only one now. Like the Highlander.
Yep, only the hot one lives, so fuck the rest of them.
But you know, if Maggie would have died, that would have been perfect to take the body away.
I wouldn't watch the show. If she died, that'd be the end of it. I'd just turn it off.
Oh, you got, guys, the question I had a problem with this episode is, what is them stupid ass looks on Tara's face she be making? She's just making some of the most. I think that bitch is either high sometimes or she's just lost. Like she knew they didn't give her no lines this episode, so she was just like spacing out the whole. She was just smiling for no reason sometimes, and just looking up in the sky. It's like, what is wrong with that bitch?
Actually, yeah, you're right. You were right,
girl.
She's high.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't find just a yo-yo in that backpack. She found like some E or some Molly or something.
She's always
fucking high.
She found Sammy. That's what it was.
That's exactly it. She found me.
In a backpack.
Yeah, in a backpack. Hell Sammy. Yeah. Well, she's Indian. You know, they fold up real nicely like corn and shit. So. Just stick them in there. I don't know why I've been bagging on the Indians for the past two. Maybe it's because it's Thanksgiving season, Miss Sammy. So, you know,
exactly, because it's Thanksgiving.
So, maybe
you
it's because
I'm have Thanksgiving, that Sammy?
What?
Oh, what?
Who?
What? Wait, what? What?
I said,
we had Thanksgiving one time. One time.
All right, people. So she loved Thanksgiving.
There we go. What's a good one? What? Who?
Sammy celebrates.
Sammy, I'll tell you, I've never celebrated Thanksgiving.
No, Sammy's gonna ask us about. She like, do you guys
enjoy
Ferguson Day?
Yeah, that's why
wings are
my number one.
She's gonna be like, do you enjoy 9/11?
Do you enjoy 9/11?
Yeah. Oh, Sam, that's fucked up. Why, oh, how could you say that, Sammy? Jesus Christ.
How could I say that? I don't know.
Too soon.
Too soon.
9/11 just happened.
Oh, that's years ago, that shit.
Christ. Jesus Christ. I have a heart. See that, CJ? Just the non-Americans. They just don't
have a
heart.
I just, that shit happened a long time ago.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, Maggie threw it out and dated Glenn, so she burned my heart.
Maggie, what would she be doing with him in the first place? She can do a lot better than that.
He wouldn't even know what to do with that. Come on now.
Dude, Glenn. Glenn just, she's just buying time because she needs dick. Right? She'll find someone better.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald.
God, someone better than that. Need to get with Rick. Get with Rick. Who's Rick's man?
Rick is looking like goddamn Santa Claus nowadays. Somebody's got to get him a razor. Shave that goddamn beard off.
Yeah, he needs a fucking shave.
In the next episode, it looks like it looks like Santa Claus. I mean, it's full now, but from the next season on, like after this mid-season break, it looks like he's got a full-on fucking Santa beard.
I'm delivering ass whoopings and bullets.
Yeah, that beard is making him look crazy or whatever, especially when after he ran that dude over and said, I told you to stop. And, you know, he got that full beard and that look in his eyes is like, man, you got to lose that shit, dude. You are an unbelievable motherfucker. I'm just waiting for the whole group to turn on Rick and he just takes them out one by one.
Yeah. That'd be a best show. That's how the show should end.
Yeah. It ends with Rick thinking he's fighting other people and he ends up, and then he gets, comes to his senses and he just realizes he killed everyone in that room.
I reckon it's gonna end with him waking up in hospital from the very first season and it's all bullshit. It's all a dream.
It's all a dream, yeah. His son was just reading the comic book.
Oh no. Please don't do that.
He was reading the book to him out loud. While he was in the coma. So, what did we overall think of this episode, though? Because we've been talking a lot about it, but we still haven't heard if we liked it, not liked it, or what. Because I've been hearing a lot of people say they fucking hated it.
Hated?
Yeah.
Why would you hate it?
It was definitely better than last episode.
I didn't hate it, but I just thought it was uneventful until the end.
Crazy last night talking about how this was the worst episode. It was bullshit. I got one person, he just said, this is complete bullshit. I was like, oh, okay. I actually laughed a lot in this episode. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, it opens up with Rick running a motherfucker over. I mean, it don't get no funnier than that. I mean, come on.
It had a great start and end, but the whole midsection was just rather bland.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was horrible.
No, yeah, we don't need to hear Tyrese confessing to his sister.
Kill that guy.
Let the guy.
No, you know what? I thought with the parts that dragged, like as much I laughed at those parts too, I ain't gonna lie. Tyrese, that shit was just funny to me because it was like, damn, they're still doing that now. The parts that I thought dragged in that middle half was the parts where they kept going back to that fucking hospital and they kept talking to Beth and shit. I was like, don't nobody give a fuck about this. Cause they kept bringing up that former, I guess the former guy that, was in charge of the place before, old girl. And I was like bringing it up. It was just like, oh, nobody give a fuck about that. I ain't bringing that up anyway. Shit. Move this on. Come on. Get over here. Shit. I thought those were really slowing the episode down, but I didn't think it was horrible where I was like, oh, this is making this whole show bad now.
Oh, God, no. It was just uneventful. Very uneventful.
Yeah, but like you said, the beginning and ending was awesome.
Beginning is the best. Is it best? That was hilarious.
That was so the best beginning of any Walking Dead episode.
This should just be a new show, Rick running people over with a car.
Yeah, I loved when that dude was screaming too. He's like, oh, my spine! Oh! And Rick is like, it's almost like he's trying to cure his own conscience by saying, hey, I told you to stop. He said it like three times to the dude, I told you to stop. I told you to stop. Hey, don't yell at me. I told you to stop, man.
I don't know you, man.
Shut up. Yeah, I don't know you. He just shot him in the head. Shut up. I was like, what?
Oh, Rick's the man of my dreams, I swear.
Oh, just because he's getting hairier.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, I thought we were. Hold on. I thought we were the man of your
dreams.
That's
why she loved Christmas. Christmas is her favorite time of year.
Oh, okay.
Go she want a white man to come through her chimney.
Oh my god.
Sammy, you go full nosediving, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, I thought we were the men in your dreams.
Well, no. Nightmare size. Yeah.
No, we're the men of her dreams in podcasting. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Gotcha. Honestly, if I was in Australia, Wayne's number one.
Oh,
God. We know, like, I know, like, Chris Hemsworth and shit. Nah, move over. Wayne first.
Okay, now you're fucking blind and stupid. Even I fuck Chris Hemsworth over me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I would explain to him, like, listen, me and Wayne are friends, we go back, we podcast, like, just give me, like, 20 minutes.
I'm about to say, they go back a year and a half ago, okay. So much history.
Then you're gonna have myself and P1, it'll be like that cop in the hallway. I'll call dibs when you're contraband.
No, we're gonna be like Eugene.
That's what I was
kidding. I'm gonna be like Eugene. You might be like that cop. Be like, oh shit. Yeah, hit her. I'll be like, Wayne, let me hit her on the ass one time. Let me put my finger in it real quick.
Oh my god.
She'd be like, Wayne, wow. Your fingers feel dark for some reason. Darkness or something like that. Oh, God. I didn't know you had that darkness in you, Wayne. Oh, shit. Yeah, Wayne will look over and Wayne will look over in the window and see me smiling.
I'd be throwing the nearest thing I could at you. But fuck off.
10% of that pussy was
mine. I'll pull a Rick and say, shut up.
Oh, final thoughts. Sammy, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. As Walking Dead mid-season finale goes, it was pretty strong, the beginning. Obviously, it opened up superbly. But like you guys said, it did like drag a bit. I didn't really much care for anything that was going on with Gabriel and all of that. I don't care about Dawn and Beth. I didn't like do shit because I knew that the hospital was going to burn. It was pretty Tyrese and Sasha. Fuck, I hated it. Daryl was a bitch. Daryl's a bitch. I can't defend him anymore at this point. He's literally such a little fucking bitch now. He could be.
Don't you want to be
pissed? I'm gonna stay with Rick. Rick's better. Rick's good.
Is that a good match thing right now?
No, no, I'm not. I'm
every time you talk now, all I hear is, I'm staring at Rick. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because Rick said, honestly, as I'm sitting here talking to you guys doing this recap, I have a massive poster of Rick that looks over my bed.
Oh, my
God. Oh, I thought you was going to say, I have a massive heart on right now, whatever. I was like, whoa. I thought she was about to say, my clit is just out there right now. It was like,
whoa. Oh, my God. No, I
love wow. Wow, wait, 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 I just heard what you just said.
CJ, you should not be shocked by that.
My clit is
as pink as a fucking dog's boner right now. Oh my God. Rick, I thought you was about to go like that far. Carry on.
As I was saying, it finished up pretty strong with everybody doing that love procession outside of the burning stuff with Beth dying. Oh no, because we couldn't see that coming. And also, a nice return of Morgan, who laughed reading Abraham's note. Very nice ending. Loved it.
Fair enough.
CJ, what do you think? Final thought.
You're having a piss day,
It was a mid-season finale, so, you know, what can you say? Shocking and sad to see poor little Beth get it. When she went out, because she sacrificed herself to get that girl killed.
How was that shocking, though?
You know, she was so close.
No, we saw that coming a mile and a half away, like three episodes ago. We're just like, nah, she's fucked. She's gonna die.
Yeah. And speaking of, when they first showed, did they show her being, rescued from the bandits?
No, actually.
So why did we skip that?
I don't know. What happened was that apparently what they told her happened was she was attacked by walkers. And they came and saved her. But what actually happened was, didn't the bandits get fucked up by the people in the hospital? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
They took her. Because, you know, they essentially wanted a young girl again.
Okay, anyway, well, final thought. It was okay season. I mean, okay mid-season, you know. We'll see what happens when the next season come back. So.
Mm-hmm. The hell's that ringing?
Is that ringing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's CJ's baby mama calling him right now.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the baby whistle. You ever heard of a dog whistle? It's the baby whistle. Wayne,
in here.
Final thoughts, man. Wayne.
Same shit as always. Great start. Rick being a nutcase running people over. You can't beat that, especially when the police officers. I find that hilarious. So the only thing would be better if he actually dragged his body around for a little bit, just to show a bit more intense. After that, it just got fucking Sasha and Tyrese. My God. Jump off the goddamn building and just stop being boring. Do something. Kill someone. Eat someone. Shoot someone. Blow someone. Don't care. Just do something. Glenn,
blow each other.
Glenn's a waste. Maggie, you're starting to be weak again. You need to toughen up, girl. Even though your sister's dead, you need to still fucking toughen up. Carl's standing. He's a minor character now, doing nothing. The priest is just a pain in the ass that they need to get rid of. Michonne's at least getting back to her good self, cutting people up. Daryl's a fucking pussy until he actually shot a woman in the head, which that was hilarious. But yeah.
That was awesome.
That was great. But Rick is like the only saving grace at the moment from the show. He's the only thing doing anything and standing up and killing people. It's a great start, good ending, but the rest of it's just, and even then it was like, here's Carol in bed, still asleep, and then bang, she's woken up. And just doesn't, no scene with her asking where the fuck she is or anything like that. It was just like, it seemed like a lot.
Is she going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of the season?
Yep, she's gonna get machine guns added onto it and a rocket jet.
Nice!
Didn't she stand up towards the end though?
I think, someone helped her up.
Yeah, she was tired being carried out. I think it was Michonne, I think.
But she did get hit by a car.
Michonne, sorry, I'm fucking, what's her name?
You know, the funny thing is she got hit by a car. Did she get hit by a car? Did the other guy hit her with a car?
Which guy? I don't know.
Which guy?
The guy that Rick hit with a car. Did he hit Carol with a car?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because Rick was hitting the hill. That dude that hit Carol was just driving. Rick was literally running. Hey, but in Rick's defense, he told him to stop.
Oh, man. Like you said, Wayne, awesome opening. Like, to me, that was the best opening ever in a Walking Dead. I laughed my ass off. Never had so much fun watching someone get run over before. I can't remember the last time I've seen somebody get run over like that before and get shot in the head and then told shut up. The middle half of it was pretty boring. Only thing that saved that was the boringness is Michonne slicing motherfuckers up. Took me back to them old Michonne days, whatever. But it was paying me that she had to slice motherfuckers up due to an ignorant motherfucker, black motherfucker at that.
We forgot to talk about that. That was stupid. They should just let him die. There was no point opening the door.
Help me.
Yeah, really.
Help me.
Help! 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 It's just like, oh god, leave his ass out there, whatever and shit. The ending, I thought that was just awesome. I mean, it was, even though I already knew Beth was dying, I didn't see it happening that way. I thought she was just like gonna get caught in line of fire or something like that, or go out some other way, but that was just hilarious how she just stepped up the old girl. Then old girl said, bitch, who the fuck you think? And then just shot her ass. I was like, oh shit.
Well, that's the one thing we actually haven't spoken about is the one line I love from Rick. When, yeah, she goes about, oh, we want, Jameel White's character. And then, yeah, fucking Rick just goes up, no, look, the deal is dumb. It's dumb, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Rick's bad. The best part of Beth's death, too, is when, like, it not only caught me off guard, but it caught all of everybody off guard because when that blood squirted on Rick's face, his eyes, like, flicked like, damn, did she just shoot that bitch?
They actually shot her in real life, I think.
I think they didn't tell nobody else in the script that was happening or something like that, because it's like, I like how that blood just squirted on Rick's face, almost like reality hit him or something like that. Like, and then Guns just got a blaze. Guns came out of blazing, and they popped that. They put a big ass bullet in her head, and I thought it was just awesome. I thought the ending was awesome. Overall, it's a decent episode. I thought it was a good mid-scener. And I can't wait for next season to start back.
Yes, and well, next week we're obviously going to be doing the big email show. That's right.
So
if anyone wants to send us as much shit as you want.
That's right. We got a couple of questions and stuff from all these recaps we do. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a mid-season wrap-up. What we thought of this half a season so far, and answer some questions and comments. So.
Yeah. Woo. Questions.
And then talk about Sammy's pink vagina.
Indians.
Yes. Oh. Yes. We're going to talk about my Indianness. And we're also going to talk about my vagina.
Do you flavorize condoms? So.
No, I do not.
Are there starch in those condoms?
They're animal condoms.
Okay. They're animal condoms. Yeah. That I collect from the animals that I kill.
Yeah.
Because you have to use every part.
Spirit animal condoms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's part of nature, so she don't use anything. Raw dog.
She thinks the guy's hair on his body is protection.
Shut up. You want to talk to me about fucking raw dogging it. You got a fucking illegitimate child out there.
I have no child.
About that. You have a fucking baby. You want to talk to me about birth control. Okay.
I know. I like to hear. I remember what P1 said last week. Like, dude, what is up with CZ and Sammy?
Just barebacking it, you know? So I never heard of a Magnum?
Jesus. What is a Zodiac sign?
Y'all. God, Trojan man is right down the street from y'all. Come on now. Especially you, Sammy. Shit, you Canadian. I expect to see him in y'all bathrooms and shit.
What?
Recap show, everybody.
Recap, yeah, Walking Dead.
Yeah, Sammy's sex life. Jungle Love, episode one. Oh,
sex life. Oh my god, I have none.
Her sex life. Her horny sex life. Yep. Freak of the week. Yep.
She was five, like 2 weeks ago, she had like 18 girls in her room.
Yeah, she had 18 girls in her room and she was fucking on each one of them. Perfect. Yep.
Yeah, that's
and what her happened. Boyfriend, Justin Bieber. Yep.
She had more scissors than a craft shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, people, that's been another recap, Walking Dead. I'm a phenomenal one, of course.
Of course. I'm Scott the John.
Yeah, I'm Wayne.
I'm Sammy.
Horny Sammy. And, will you?
That's it.
Jerking off the Rick's poster right now. Anyway, we will be back next week with our question show. Question email.
See you, you fucking asshole.
Later, you assholes.
Bye.